Okay, PUL. PO69. Adding another realization that yes, you know, to his end of female. Relationships, attempts for this lifetime. Reason, conviction, list. Also is tired now, but so anyway, he just adds the point. That he has a tendency to be misunderstood by the ladies, and that his belonging to the Sankirtan mission somehow or other doesn't even seem compatible with lady relationships. Well, he could try and analyze it, but he grew up out there on the street among the brahmacharis. Just basically dedicated their lives to selling books and doing Harinam and preaching Krishna consciousness, spreading Krishna consciousness, and that was it. Renouncing everything else, even feeling a bit comfortable in the temples, because there was just so much politics and problems and complaints and dissatisfaction going on there. Life out there as a preacher, as a brahmachari, was so simple. And so easy to be Krishna conscious in. And when he remembers back, he did learn a lot about Krishna consciousness back there. So, Yes, he was. Maybe too much of a philosopher. A writer, a speaker. The creative guy. But also one who is and really wanted since his early 20s and felt it continuing like that in his life. Serious about this bhakti, but fed up with this earthly world. Dedicated, sworn, having sacrificed his body, mind, and words and soul to Lord Chaitanya's Gaudiya Sankirtan mission. Okay, but then you have in the temples and the farms of the Hare Krishna movement. Devotees, yes, nice devotees. Who are more busy with themselves. And that's completely good and okay. And trying to find a decent life there. Not getting disturbed by the modes of nature and one, yes. Healing from traumas and looking for a harmonious, happy life in yoga, bhakti yoga, and meditation, and studying, learning, getting spiritual guidance. To have a happy life. And here comes this guy with his whole Sankirtan spirit and saying again, come with me, we can do this together, and you just get out there. Preach. But maybe you're understanding of what life is there in those temples and those farm projects. It's too much colored by your own life and your own understanding, and therefore well, you saw it on your wife back then that you had to hide your Sankirtan mission engagement. Keep it on the ground. So maybe that's also part of the, you know, he got a bit involved here, but he had to clear his mind a bit, because it has been another rough night. Sometimes that is what you need to learn something. And he remembered many such rough nights in his dealings with ladies in this life. And maybe that's part of it. Simply a man with a mission. And many And maybe, to be honest, not even many Vaishnavas living in the temples and so on are sworn to that mission. Well, especially if you're a lady who is fully engaged with using Bhakti Yoga and the Vaishnava Sangha. To be used for, to make their lives work out and be happy, get healthy. Maybe that was part of the mystery, why he just couldn't get it to work out with the little ladies. Yes, his energy, his life force, his intelligence, his emotional life, which was after all getting a little bit normal after all these years, was still largely, yes, focused on and dedicated to the Sankirtan mission. Leaving him on a different level and platform of living and acting, thinking and feeling and willing, then most of the ladies he had met. So yes, out of sync, different wavelength. Again, he felt most at home in the street. In the radio, giving lectures and so on. And probably slightly handicapped. When it came to other things, including how to deal with the opposite sex. Obviously, and that's how he had felt all his life. He wasn't here for that, but he had a work to do here. He wasn't here to enjoy heavenly pleasures with heavenly nymphs. Why did he think that his work for the Sankirtan mission was in any way made better by having a woman by his side? So, yes, that night he thought it over again and felt it stronger and deeper that, well, just as back in the days,
when life in the temple just became messed up. All the place to go was out in the street. Hare Krishna mantra, the Bhagavad Gita, and so on. And here it was evidently the way to go again.